The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in the schus of Mordechai ben Sarah Basha Beanstock, the Eirich Yomim Toivim. May the Torah studied through this volume bring him continued gezunt and hatzlacha ad mea be'esrim shana.
We discussed in the previous shiur of Yochanan being the link in the chain that would continue the Shleimus of Klal Yisrael. Rav Yochanan and Zakkai taught Torah, was Mekabel Torah b'Shleimusa from Hillel HaZaken, and he transmitted that Torah to future generations of Klal Yisrael. Rav Yochanan and Zakkai, the Gemara says, "Balabasu lehiniach dava gadol v'dava katan, dava gadol ma'aseh mekaveh, dava katan alayis tabayv rabbi." He was Shleimus of Torah personified. Could even very well be, if we want to say B'derek Drush, the Gemara tells us in Bava Basu Yesh Reichlin, that the Godel Shem Talmidov of Hillel HaZaken, Hillel HaZaken, the paragon of Shleimus of Torah in Klal Yisrael, the greatest of his Talmidim, the other Talmidim we don't even know. The greatest of his Talmidim was Yonasim ben Uziel. Yonasim ben Uziel belongs to a Torah that is of such vast greatness that it cannot have connection to the continuity of future days that will be on a much lower madrega. We could say B'derek Drush. Nisraf is because his Torah is Kulei Ruchnis. It can't be connected into a lower sphere where we don't anymore have the madregas of previous madregas. Mel Yonasim ben Uziel, it says that Yonasim ben Uziel wrote the Targum. We have Targum Yonasim ben Uziel. But Yonasim ben Uziel primarily wrote the Targum on Sifri Nevi'im, where he was Megala in that, he started writing on Ksuvim. It's already a Bechin of Loss and Love. It's a Chelik of Torah which is not taken with us, Behem Shech HaDeris. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was chosen by the Hashgacha for the mission of providing that link. He taught in the Tzel of the Heichol, and then afterwards he had to take that Torah, he had to be smuggled out in a box. He had to not die in the siege of Yerushalayim. He had to be smuggled out, and he had to replant Torah in Klal Yisrael, on the other side, Tenli Yabne Mechachomel. And we find that the Mishnah in Ovis tells us, the Mishnah says that Rech Mezakeh had five Talmidim, the five Talmidim are listed, and their milas are discussed. Very difficult to understand what the Mishnah wants. And it's hard to understand why the Mishnah, what is the lesson of learning the value of the five Chacham? The Mishnah, Mishnayis don't describe, don't give Shvachim on all the Chacham Yisrael that I mentioned. It says things that those Chacham Yisrael said to give to Chacham, to give us Musa. Where is the Musa? What's the limud of the five Talmidim? But if we understand that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai had five Talmidim that were the Mamshiche Darkoi in Klasa, we understand that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai had his period of being the Gadol Ador B'Shas HaKurban, before the Churban, like we said, before the Churban, the same way the Churban of Chetor Egel created a divide between Lucas Rishonis and Lucas Shnis. The Beis Halevi says what that means on a more profound level is the divide between Teresh Shebichsav, the Shleimus HaTorah, the way it was given over by Moshe Rabbeinu, Teresh Shebaal Peh, there's Machlokes, there's Pirud, it's written in a more esoteric form. All that is the Torah of post-Churban, post Chetor Egel finds expression is the Torah of the five Talmidim that he had. Those Talmidim were Talmidim of before the Churban Bayis. Then afterwards, when he went out, marshaled the Talmidim, we find Rav Lozman ben Aroch, Rav Yisikai, Rav Yisakai, Nesanel, those Talmidim are barely mentioned in the Mishnayis. The Talmidim that we find in the post-Churban era, in the discussions of Yavne, in the solidifying the base of the unbroken transmission of halacha, of Torah, of Mesiris, in the days after the Churban, are Talmidim that aren't mentioned, or less mentioned those five. Rabbi Shua, Blas Ben Hurkinis, Rabbi Kiva, there's the Tchum Yechim and Zakkai being the Maimon HaTorah, that's why the mission is in Ovis. Because the mission is telling us different facets of the Shleimus of transmission of Torah, the five Talmidim, they're somewhat similar to the five Chumashim, the Maral tells us, Teresh B'Chsav, but they transmit in the guise of Teresh B'Alpeh. What's Teresh B'Alpeh? Teresh B'Chsav is Shleimus of Torah. Teresh B'Alpeh is that Torah, not written on parchment, not written on cloth, written on the hearts and minds of Talmidim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was minded five Talmidim, he took those five Chumashim, and he turned them into the cloth on the hearts and minds of his Talmidim, the future Gedalei Ador. The transmission of Torah from the Torah Shavuksav, Torah Shavuksav, from pre-Churban to after Churban, was the five Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, and thereafter the transmission of Lezman Hukis, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, and those Talmidim are the beginning of the future of Klal Yisrael ad Yemei Mashiach. And that's Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, who was successful in that, was the one who Taka created the bridge from Yerushalayim, the Torah of Yerushalayim, to the Torah of Yavne. Lamaisi Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai came out, and when he was given his audience with the Emperor Asman, when he was given with the General Asman, who was then going to become Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai said Baruch Hedish, that he would be the Kesar, he was given three requests. He requested Reb Tzadok, the sick Reb Tzadok who had fasted for 40 years. He requested that doctors be brought to cure Reb Tzadok from his weakness. He said, Tein li Yavne v'chachomel. And he said, he asked for Beis Ram Gamliel. That means he asked for the continuity of the bias of the Nasi. The Chayra, if we had to put a finger, he wasn't asking for a private request. He was asking for three things that would create a Nitzchias, create a transmission, a Hemshech of the three Yisoides. Ashlosha Dvar Ba'alam Oymin, Al-Tereh Va'avoydeh Va'agmilas Chasod. Reb Tzadok represents Tamudu Avoida, the fasting, the davening for the Bittul of Exerus, Tamudu Avoida, similar to what the Kabbalists were. The Kabbalists were there to create Midas HaRachman, the Midas HaChesed, Mimantik, the Midas HaDin. Reb Tzadok filled the same role. His survival was necessary for the continuity of Tamudu Avoida. Yavne v'chachomeo represents the continuity of Torah, the Torah Shemusat, the Torah Shemaper, the Torah of Prichurm, the Torah that was taught in the Tzel of the Heichel, to the Torah that was taught in Kerem Beis Yavne. And we could say that the Bais HaRam Gamliel, the Nosi, represents the responsibility of Klal Yisrael, the taking care of Klal Yisrael, not just the authority of Torah, but the Mara says the Melech is responsible for the physical welfare of Klal Yisrael. So in that sense, it represents the Amudah Chesed. Chesed is not just about doing, it's about responsibility for others. Elam Chesed Yibonah. That was the domain of Beis Rav Gamliel. So he asked for a continuity of Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasodim in Reb Tzadok, Yavne V'Chachomel, and Beis Rav Gamliel. He asked for a Hemshech of the Beis HaMikdash, the Golos, like we said. That's what his role is. The Maral says, sorry, not the Maral, the Arizal says that when the Pasuk teaches us about Esav, Kitzayid Befiv, Esav is called Kitzayid Befiv, Yaakov Ishtam Yashiv Aholim. The original role of Yaakov and Esav were born into this world. It's not like Yitzchak and Shmuel that were born as brothers, but they were born in totally separate mothers, separate times, separate situations. Yaakov and Esav were born as one together, and they were already in the womb, they were already fighting for supremacy. The Arizal says if Esav would have fulfilled his tafkid, then he would have been what he calls Teresh Shebal Peh. Yaakov Avinu would have been Teresh Shebiksav. Kitzayid Befiv means he had the Yechoyles to be Teresh Shebal Peh. What does that mean? That means that Yaakov Avinu is the Shlemus of Teruah, the way it was given. B'tarosa, b'shlemusa. Ishtam Yoshim Holim Sulam Mutzaatsa Reshmageshamaimo. Esav had Cholos, had the power, had the ability, had the spiritual ability, if he would have wanted, if he would have chosen so, to facilitate Yaakov Avinu's, the Torah of Yaakov Avinu, having its place in the physical world. What that would mean in straightforward terms was that Esav would have the ability to be Mefarnes Yaakov in his quest for Shlemus. Esav was meant to be a chelik of the tafkid of Klal Yisrael. In that sense, that's why Yitzchok saw in him the proper recipient for the brachas, because the brachas of Elam Hazeh has to go to the one who's mafarnes. He saw Esav in that role. He didn't know that Esav threw off that role, that Esav rejected that role. And that's the Kitzayid Bepiv. So what the Arizal says is true gam biyachas to the role of Edoim. We have described in the Gemara when Edom destroyed the Chachmei Yisrael, the Asar Arugei Malchus, the killing of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is considered the same way Moshe Rabbeinu is the giver of Teresh Mitzal. All Teresh Mapek comes from all the Mishnayos, the Gemara, the Brises, all come through Rabbi Kiva. His Talmidim were the final say in the Mishnayis, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosef HaGlili, and the power to destroy Reb Akiva. And Reb Akiva was the godel of Chachmei Yavne, together with his great Rabbeim, the Mamshichei Darkei Rechem Zakeh. Reb Zakeh's two Tamidim that were the Gedolei Ador right after Chur Bayis was Reb Elezer and Reb Yeshua. Reb Akiva was their Mamshich Darkei, and in the final destruction of Yerushalayim, which was the Madura Basra, the destruction of Shalayim, which was on Tisha B'Av, was then followed some 70 years later by the destruction of Beitar. The city of Beitar, the calamity of Beitar was also on Tisha B'Av, because it was really only a hemshik of the destruction of Shalayim with the Mshman that was perpetrated on Klal Yisrael as a result of the destruction of Beitar, killed Reb Akiva, because Reb Akiva is the Mamshich Darkei, he's Torah Shebal Peh Edoim, seizes his role to uproot Torah Shebal Peh, because that's the role that was given to him to be subservient, that was given him the role to provide, to take care, to be a tofel to Yaakov. Instead, Esav, Edom, throws off that role, and Esav tries to destroy the, it says, Vayiga v'kaf Yerech Yaakov means that Esav's role is to destroy the Zayasas, the Tamchim Deraisa, the support system of Klaizol. Esav can't touch Torah. Esav can't touch the Torah itself. Esav can only touch those who support Torah. Esav could kill Rabbi Kiva, but Esav can't kill Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was Nifter, Yotzeh Nishmaseh B'teich Echod. Esav can only take away his physical connection to this world. Can't take away the spiritual connection that Rabbi Kiva for all time is the Rebbe of Christ. So that Esav is not capable of taking away. And all the Rishoyim, Sancheriv, and Nevuz Radon, and Niroi Kesa that I mentioned in Gemara by us, and after Vov, that all of them left over grandchildren, Haman, that ultimately taught Torah to Klai Yisrael. The Gemara says that Sisra, the first Rosh that's mentioned, the Banim Shal Sisra, learned in Torah. The Gemara says that refers to Rabbi Kiva, the ultimate, the greatest, and some of the Mishnayis is your mayor, he's been named one of Shalniri Kesa. The ultimate destruction that was planned by these Rishoyim ultimately has in its wake the Nitzchis of Klal Yisrael, their children, perpetuating Torah in the person of Rabbi Kiva and her mayor and other Gedolei Ador. And with this, we understand the Hemshech, the story of Yerushalayim, the Churban, the same way the Gemara says, Al Kamtzu Bar Kamtzu Nechrav Yerushalayim, Al Tarnagoylis Nechrav Beitar. Also, the story is not, Beitar was 70 years after Yerushalayim, it's a Hemshech, it's a direct Hemshech of the destruction of Yerushalayim. Also, the story is not the cause, the story is only indicative. Says the Maral, what's indicative? What was the story of the Tanagelis? They used to take out the Tanagelis, and they would shecht it for a chosen kal to show a symbol, the Maral says, of the Tanagelis is fruitful, multiplies, and the chicken, the Tanagelis, is a symbol of productivity, a symbol of shefa, of brocha. So Beitar was a place where the Edomian, the Esavnikis, came and destroyed their expression of Shefa that was given to the Rebbe Shalom. The same way we discussed this B'yachas to Yerushalayim. Beitar still had, there was some type of Shefa that was still chal, that still existed in Beitar, even after Purim Yerushalayim. There were remnants of the Shlemus of Yerushalayim that still existed. The Gemara says, the Gemara describes the Amori Rabbi Yochanan, that he was from the leftovers of the Yoifi of Anshu Yerushalayim. There was still some physical semblance of the shleimus, the teferis, the splendor of what Yerushalayim represented, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. We made the bias, when the Romans even wrote. There are reports from Romans historians that they were amazed by the size, the size and the scope of the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. That got less and less. Rabbi Yochanan Amori says that he still remembered when he was a child that one would break open a fruit and the juice would drip over his hand. The ground of Eretz Yisrael was still fertile. That today, after 2,000 years of gold, since it's not that way, is a steady decline. In the last 50, 60, 70 years, Eretz Yisrael 70 years ago was a midbar. Now the Yidden are living, Baruch Hashem, in hundreds of thousands. Erlich Yidden and Eretz Yisrael has reclaimed some of a minute amount of its productivity. any case, the Maral says that the Mulchoma that Esav, that Edom had on the Mice of the Tanagelis and Beitar was again a last attempt to uproot the Shefa of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has the Kerch of Shefa of Yitmulcha Mital HaShemayim. Esav stands against that. You can't have a support system. Nobody is going to support your efforts for Torah, for Shleimus, for Kedusha, for Ashuras HaShchina. In that sense, they fought against Beitar. The Mulchoma of Beitar was the cause of the Shema that killed the people, because that's what they represent. They represent the destruction. Esav was trying to destroy that last link to the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and still found representation in Beitar. When they came and they fought against that Tarnagel, it's not the chicken that created the Churban of Beitar. It's the Mulchoma that was represented in their fight against that symbol of Shefa, that symbol of Brocha. That's what's going on a deeper level in the Mulchoma of Beitar. We understand there's a, in the wake of the destruction of Beitar, the Gemara discusses by us a horrifying picture, how many people were killed. The situation was, the Gemara tells us in Brochas and other places, that the dead that were killed, 400,000 or maybe 4 million, the Divin Gesos and the Gemara by us of Yidin that were killed in Beitar, were piled high. They were not able to bury them. The Gemara said after, 20 years after the Muhammad Beta, when the Shmad that killed Rebbe Kiva and the other Asar HaRugim Achuz died down, and Jewish life, Klal Yisrael was able to start rebuilding in Eretz Yisrael, at least in the Tkufa, the end of the Tanoim. That was the Tkufa right before Rabbeinu HaKadosh that facilitated the Chesimus HaMishnayis, the posterity, the continuity of Torah Shemar Peh for all time was in that Tkufa. The Chazal beYavne Tiknu Brocha, till then there was only three brachos of benching. First Brocha, second Brocha of Noida, the third Brocha of Yerushalayim, that was instituted by Dov Yerushalayim. The fourth Brocha of Atayim Meitim was instituted for the nest that the dead of Beitar didn't decompose, they didn't rot, and when they were given permission to bury them. L'chayra, it seems to be a bittersweet. That's that Atayim Meitim, the day that the Nazis, Rahman al-Slan, let the Yidden of Bergen-Belsen bury their dead, that's the day they institute a celebratory bracha of Atayim Meitim. Hard to connect with that. It's hard to understand. The day that they were given the right, the dead, the bodies survived, and they were able to bury them. That's the big Atayim Meitim. If anything, it just brings home, on the day when the dead are buried, it brings home the scope of the tragedy. What's that Atayim Meitim? Chazal understood that this disconnect that was created, this little Melchemes Chorma connected the Shleimus of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has Torah, but that Klal Yisrael should have also an Achiza, an El Mazeh that was destroyed totally by the Romans one time in Yerushalayim. The remnants of that Brocha, of that Shefa, of that connection of bringing down the Torah HaKadosh, of bringing down the Shleimus, the Shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into El Mazeh, they destroyed that with finality. They plowed over the Harabayis, the Romans plowed over the Harabayis, they destroyed Beta, they destroyed the last remnant of the splendor, Hagashmi, of Klal Yisrael. So all that is gone, it's all destroyed. Where do the Chachmei Yavne, which is the Mokum of continuity, of Torah, pre-Churban, post-Churban, where do the Chachmei Yavne see the expression still in the Shleimus, that the Rebbeinu Shalom hasn't abandoned us, that even though all there is Torah Bashamayim, but it still finds representation in the physical world below. Where do Chachmei Yavne see that still, that continuity still continuing, maybe on a minute amount, maybe much smaller, maybe much less magnified, but where do they see that continuity? They see it in the bodies of the Aruge Beta. The people that were killed in Beta were Yidden, but they weren't bodies. Those bodies are the Shamas. Those bodies are the Klaf of Torah Shemar Peh. Torah Shemar Peh is given over to the hearts and minds of Klal Yisrael. In a sense, the bodies of the Haruge Beta represent the continuity of the Shleimus of Torah, the Shleimus of Klal Yisrael, the Shleimus of the Shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues. If we see today in the 20th century, the 21st century, that most Nobel Prize, what do they call them, Nobel Prize winners are Jewish, because Jews are safe, called safe, even after 2,000 years, the world's biggest stockholders in the brains department. The reason for that is because the Shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael, Teresh B'Slav, Teresh B'Peh, continues. It might be minute, it might be much more diminished, it might be much smaller in every day you read this Adars, but it's here. If we look for it, if we want to see the continuity of Klal Yisrael, all you have to do is read the famous article from Mark Twain. We see the continuity, we see the Shlemus, the creativity, the Kedusha, the Dohaibin kind of Klal Yisrael. They looked at the bodies of the Haruge Beta and they saw that those bodies are not bodies. They didn't decompose. They saw that the Shlemus of what the Rebbeinu Shlomo's relationship of Klal Yisrael represents continues. They said it's a new level of the same relationship. Even when it looks like bad, it's not only good, it's Hatov V'Hametiv. You could only see the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and you could see only the Rebbeinu Shlomo in such a situation. That was the final, in that sense of tragedy of burying the Haruge Beta, that they were able to, in those dead bodies, in those murdered dead bodies, they were able to see the Nitzchias, the continued Klal Yisrael. That's the Bracha Hatov V'Hametiv. We've tried in these Shiurim to take the horror of the stories of the Churban and bring them into focus as the struggle and ultimately the ultimate triumph of Klal Yisrael. The story of the struggle of Yerushalayim is really the story of the triumph of Yerushalayim. Mitzayim Yerushalayim is really will come back to Mitzayim Yerushalayim. Mitzayim Hashem should be Zeicha. Kiyom Tzeischom Eretz Mitzayim, the Navi Yishai tells us, Kain will be the Yitzir from Golos, will be the coming back. Lo yom ha'oid Hashem ha'shehela ha'isonu mi'mitzayim, elo yom ha'shem ha'shehela ha'isonu, from the Golos back to Yerushalayim, back to Hachaskan Fi Hashchina, back with the Shlemus of Teresh Vopeh, Teresh Mechsav, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, in the Beis HaMikdosh, v'sechazeno einenu, v'shumcho v'tziyo y'kudach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.